You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Can you imagine only having 32 minutes a day of personal me time in your life? Well, this new study says that people have an average of 32 minutes a day of personal me time, that time that you have a chance to be able to just be with you and to develop you and that type of thing. We're going to talk about that today. My name is Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
And it's so important when you think about what's happening today. This is such a distracted culture, distracted society. And I think when you think about, you know, personal time, me time, what we call personal time is not really personal time because some sort of digital distraction going on.
Yeah.
Maybe some media that's streaming or flowing on your watch or your iPad or your television or wherever. And it's like there was a day that we had lots of time. There was a day young people, you're going to be surprised, that we would ride together in a subway or on a bus with a group of people, and we would actually look at each other. We kind of go like, it'd be bouncing around, and we go, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Because everybody today is looking in the subway. They're looking down at their device.
People would go outside.
Yeah.
Take walks in their neighborhood, talk
right.
to their neighbors.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing
nice,
good.
Nice,
doing
to
good.
Me, nice to meet you. How are things
And that
going
would be an enjoyable thing, not a forced
yes.
conversation.
Right.
Between your driveway and the front door, but you would intentionally go out there to meet the neighbors.
And today, this is isolation, digital isolation with the folks. But now, this study talking about 32 minutes of me
yes.
time. I'm probably even less than that when you
sure.
think of the average person that's out there.
And in particular, yeah. this is a Fox poll. This was done for actually parents, but they say parents polled said that they take to hiding from their children four times a week. To carve out space, you know, four times a week.
Jonathan, we hate to tell you that your dad
yeah,
was hiding
he was
from
hiding.
You last week.
So as we said, parents have 32 minutes to themselves every day, and their parents have to hide. This study was done with 2,000 moms and dads, and they found that a typical parent has just over 30 minutes to themselves once they finish with work and all their parenting duties, right? So they've got 30 minutes to themselves. And they said free time is hard to come by. That the average parent poll said that they just don't have it. They don't have the time.
Right. It's and very so important to get it. And we're going to talk about
yeah.
that. But I know that, you know, it's so funny that, you know, when your children grow up and they start thinking about, oh, you know, oh, you're probably so lonely.
Yeah.
You're probably like, no. We're good. We're fine. We're totally fine.
We're all going to go out yeah. and we're just, you're going to be here by yourself. And
we just spent 30 years of you time. This is some me time.
Okay, sure. I'm going to be by
right.
myself.
No, we're fine. We're fine. You got it. It's cool. Oh, no. It's great. We'll come
Take
see you next
time.
Week. It's going good.
No.
But you think about it, you know, it, sometimes until you, once you raise your children, you literally give in your entire, every moment of your life over
you do.
To them. And, of course, every day your children just go when they're young. Thank you, Father.
You're awesome.
You
thank
were so,
you.
Thank you. Thank sacrificed you. So much for us.
Thank you for the 5 hours you invested
it,
in me
it,
this
it's
week.
Just, I would not be here. No, they don't happen, does it? Anyway, so no. when they're 25, it happens.
It does?
Yeah, it's because the frontal lobe is fully developed, unless Elon Musk is messing with it on a previous program on here. And so this is important because we're talking about today is how to really take this time to yourself. I mean, even Jesus, when they went to go find him in the morning time, they couldn't find him, but he was off to himself, spending time with himself and with the Father in prayer, that personal,
sure.
undivided, uninterrupted time. And we got to have that. And if not, you're living in this constant state of stress, this constant state of anxiety or what is the cortisol stress hormone
yes,
that's going on?
Yes. Well, if you look at 5201, this is what's happening right
okay,
now.
All right.
This is what's happening with parents. They say that's because 32% of parents don't actually stop working
yeah.
until or at least 8 p.m. when parenting duties have been factored in.
So they're in the middle of talking to their kid about their homework, but they're also answering an email from the office, and then they're answering a text from their boss, or that's going on. Because there was a day you would actually leave work. You would put a shingle on the door saying,
closed
for the day.
Done.
And
left.
You would go home, and you would do family time and whatever, because your work,
yeah.
you left it at the office.
Yeah.
But today, it follows you, you know, in our culture. 24/7.
Which we have a lot of tips
yes.
and strategies.
They're coming. Don't be too stressed out.
Yeah.
We got some stuff coming. Yeah.
That's going to help you to manage and prioritize and find out what matters most, but also to put an end to these things so that you can have this time.
Yeah, and that's one important thing to think about is that, you know, it only ends when you decide when your store hours are going to be. When you
that's
say,
good.
Listen, we're going to work. Our store is going to be open between, you know, this time and this time. And people, first thing people say today is like, is it 24-hour store? Yeah. It's a 24-hour store. And if you have, you know, three shifts, that's good. But if it's only you, it can't be a 24-hour store. And so you have to determine what hours are going to be devoted to what. Because out of this, you know, deciding in that decision somewhere, you're going to have that me time. You're going to decide what time is going to be. First, you got to say, you know, I work between this time. And you have a hard beginning and a hard end to work, which means you wrap it up well and you show up and you do what you got to do to begin your day so you don't have to begin it before you show up. But that's very important to kind of just, you know, quarantine your day that you're going to work, whatever hours they are. It could be different for everyone, but have that developed, because what you're trying to do and what you're going to do is find out where I could find some me time here. Where can I find some time to rejuvenate myself? So first you have to, you know, it's meant for every man to work, you know, and you want to work and be productive. But you're not meant to work 24 hours a day. I mean, even God had a day of rest.
Hello. The first thing that God introduced, actually, Adam was to a day of rest, not to a day of work.
And it was a sin to work on him. But prior to the new covenant, you could get stoned to death for gathering wood, which would be a form of work, on the Sabbath. Of course, that was a...
Lord. And I get it. I mean, you know, a lot of people want to achieve. They want to work hard. They want to take care of their families. I mean, it's part of our society right now, but what we're finding out is that it's not working. I mean, what we're finding out is that families are being fragmented. You're not whole yourself because you're working way too much. Everyone's crashing, and they're living under this chronic state of stress. We have to be able to manage this and know when to stop.
And I think what's important, too, as we're talking about this, is that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, not a religious figure or whatever that is, but do you know that you trust him not only with your soul and your salvation, but you trust him with your day, your company, your business, that you're not constantly living in fear that if I don't do this, then I won't get the number one video, or I won't get the raise, or I won't get this, or I won't get the next sale. And you answer every time your phone rings at the office because it follows you somewhere. You're panicking. If you don't get that's the big sale, I got to get it. At some point, you got to trust God and say, you know what? I've worked hard, you know, I'm not lazy, I'm not a sluggard, yeah, I've designed my day well, I'm working, I'm progressing, and that's got to work within that context.
Yeah.
And also, this was something that was told to me years ago in law enforcement. It was such a shocker to me.
What was it? Talk to us.
I was getting ready to move. I was going to go to either Dallas to work as a law enforcement officer, because I was one on the Gulf Coast, or I was going to go to Tampa and work, because they paid better, because they don't pay law enforcement really what they need to be paid in most countries, or most counties. And so when I went to my lieutenant, I sat down with him and said, listen, you know, there's not a, you know, I got to find a different place to work. I can't work here anymore because I can't afford it. I got to work these side jobs and this type of thing. And I got my kid in this school and da, da, da. And he looks at me and he goes, sounds like to me you got to spend less. I was like,
revelation.
Oh, well, I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to spend less. And it was, you know, because they don't talk about that today. They don't talk about being budget minded. They just talk about, you know, I need it. I know it's a $1,000 iPhone, but I gotta have it. It's like you don't have a car yet. You don't need to buy a $1,000 iPhone.
Well, there's no such thing as delayed gratification. And there's this whole competition thing where people think, especially even young couples, they have to compete with what their parents have. It's like, no, your parents have been married for 25 years. That's a 30-year house. You're just getting your first house.
Right.
You have to build up for those things.
And you don't want to do it, because if you jump into a 30-year house in your first year, you have 30-year responsibilities without a one-year income.
Yeah.
And you're going to crash and lose everything.
Sure.
It takes time for those things to develop over time. And things just don't just happen.
No.
The patience. I mean, we're in this instant thing. I mean, you want something, you could just order from Amazon.
Two days.
It shows up and it's like, well, hey, you know, there's no delay in that at all. So when you look at how much time you have in a day, John, read this to us. What's this particular study saying here?
88% of parents, this is 5196, 88% of parents admit to being too busy to cook. And 96% reported that not having time to cook results in them indulging in less healthy food. In fact, parents are so busy that they actually skip 227 proper meals every year.
The thing about it, if you're so busy working to make money that you don't have time to fix food, then you're going to spend the money that you just earned to go out and buy pre-prepared food. I believe Manhattan Magazine said at one particular time, and it's worse than that now, but over 50% of people's income is being spent on food prepared outside the house. It's going to really surprise you that if you make that meal at home, it's only going to cost you pennies.
Yeah.
I remember once we were feeding like maybe 200 men, you know, and we make spaghetti and different things like that. And they said, I'm going to order pizza for them.
Oh, yeah, the pizza night.
And I was like, oh, my God, it was like $500, right, for pizza. And we make spaghetti and bread and meatballs.
Fraction of that.
And it was a very, it was like $100 for like 200 men.
Yeah.
And that means that pizza, the Domino's pizza, the people who work at Domino's, those guys with a little innocent little outfit going on, they make $400 off that spaghetti dinner when you could have made spaghetti, you know. And you just didn't really realize it until you spend that money. It's not just Domino's. It's
but
mostly
it's
the northern
easy,
part.
It's easy. It's convenient.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the money's just bleeding out.
Yeah, it is. And so you can work less and cook spaghetti.
Sure.
You can work less, you know, and you need to. You need
to find out
wiser.
Time with family that you're cooking together, spending time together. So now it's an event. Not a chore. You know,
eat together without digital devices that are happening
together
at the table.
If possible.
Cook together?
Yeah, you know. Do you cook?
Donna, turn the TV off.
Okay. Right. Next one. Over 54% of parents say, 54% of parents say that the biggest reason they get takeout is because they're too busy. 54%. They just take out. Order it up.
So then we're going to hurt the industry like Domino's and all if we start slowing down a little bit. But, you know.
May not be a bad thing.
Yeah.
May not be a bad thing.
It wouldn't personally bother us much, would it?
No.
Just the people that work
there. We
don't
have stock there. We don't have stock.
We're just picking on Domino's. That's just Domino's. The northern Domino's.
The northern one
of
the
that, right?
It's a special
Drive-through windows. It's amazing. If you go to the drive-through restaurant, they have traffic backed up all the way around these drive-throughs around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock during the day. I'm thinking, like, how many people are buying every single day?
And it's not healthy.
As a matter of fact, I know, but I remember, you know, we get these five things. But I just went to a drive-through, picked up a, I'm going to say what place I got it from, but it's like a chicken sandwich and some fries. But it was like a block of salt between some bread, you know, and it was the fries are like grease. I'm like, if you eat that every single day,
that's not good.
Your health is going to be just shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
And so if you fix something at home.
I know an individual who could go every day to Whataburger and just.
What was that movie that the guy made about supersize?
Supersize Me.
And he got real sick because he ate
fast food.
30 days, was it? Or
a long period of time.
Every breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
Can't do it. So let's help you out and let us give you some tips, some strategies.
How to plan.
How to plan, how to incorporate this time. The first thing, number one, right, is you need to make me time or personal time or rejuvenation time a priority.
You're important.
If you're not important to yourself, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And for so long, because I understand you're pouring your heart out and your work, your effort, your energy to your job, to your family. You're trying to take care of everyone. But if you don't take care of the goose that lays the golden eggs, there's no more golden eggs. You got to take care of the goose. You're the goose.
But some people feel guilty, John, when they're like having that personal time. And it's like, that's a fiery dart that Ephesians 6 talks about. And it's a lie because you've got to have, I mean, there's some people who never get out of their bed and they want me to, I'm talking about that. We're talking about people that are busy and working. And so you've got to actually have some time that you're actually only you and God are on your mind at that moment.
No doubt.
And you know that God's thinking well of you. He's got good plans for you. It's not guilt time with God.
Right.
It's actually time that you're just peaceful and just being. Some of the greatest revelation sometimes comes from God when you're not even praying. It just God just downloads it at that moment of peace, you know.
And you have to know ahead of time, too, what are those things that you like to do during that me time? So it could be doing nothing and just giving your brain a chance just to think. That's why I purposely don't even listen to any kind of music or anything when I'm driving.
Podcast, music.
I just need my brain
tutors,
to stop.
Programs, dings, notifications.
Nothing.
Children.
Nothing. Just let the brain just rest.
You
let
said
it
that, but to know and literally plan it out. If you're a successful person, if you don't plan something, how you're going to rejuvenate yourself, it'll just fly by. You'll either work through it or it will happen and nothing would have been accomplished in regards to what you need to rejuvenate. Some people need to actually do something different. Like if you got a job that you're a doctor all during the week, you need to be able to go do something that's not doctoring folks up. You need to do something that's not going to make these demands.
So it's not just an activity. It's actually something that's going to add value, give you a spike, and kind of change you up a little bit.
If you got a desk job, you know, you have a job where you're just kind of stuck. Most people do, computers and all, is to go out and talk to folks.
Sure.
Just go out and do something different and just
get
move around.
Get in the sunlight. Get outside that building.
Yeah.
Get some of that vitamin D inside of you and go for walks.
Which, when you do that, it helps manage the chemical makeup in your body, so you won't have depression.
Yeah.
If you have the sunlight or the vitamin D, but that actually it gets it naturally for the sunlight, right?
Absolutely.
What's the second one? The second
number two. Yeah. Number two. Evaluate what is presently filling up your time in the day. That's so important because so many times we're just doing what's next on the list. You know, it's a responsibility, and we just get in a routine, we get in a mode, but we don't take time to evaluate and say, is this even important anymore? Is this something that I have to do? Is this something that somebody else can do? Is this really important to my everyday success?
And why am I doing what I am doing?
Yeah, because we may surprised find people, you don't need to do it.
Well, some people will have. You will find out how many times you don't have an answer for that question. You just been doing it for 10 years, and you're still
doing it.
Because
that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Or somebody told you to do it. Right. You didn't realize that's not what you need to do. Okay.
So evaluation is key.
Yeah.
Put everything on the table. Take the time to do it. Number three, remove what is not necessary and prioritize what remains. So you start realizing, you know what? We don't need to be doing this anymore. I don't need to be doing this anymore. This is taking too much time. It's not producing any kind of fruits, not helping the family, not helping me. And you may find that you could take some of that block time completely off of your day. And then what you do, you start prioritizing. Well, you know what? I'm more effective and better in the morning, so I need to do some of this other stuff in the morning. And some of this stuff can be done later in the afternoon. And what you'll realize is that you can have more energy and you can incorporate that time that you need for yourself whenever you want to do it.
We know, also with that, too, today there's a strange parenting thing going on where parents do everything and they have grown children sitting around doing it, nothing. And they're literally sitting on a couch and the mother comes by the back and clearing, the kids just lift their feet up.
I don't understand that concept.
But that happens. And so instead of empowering your children to be a part, and they feel better when they're apart and they're doing things.
Family.
And so some of those things that are not necessary for you, but it's necessary for the house, that they can contribute to
that.
They can actually participate, just the way you're contributing to the family. If everybody contributes, you feel better. You'll find out if members of the family are not contributing, they have this kind of self-loathing and this feeling like they don't belong. They're angry quite often. But when they're contributing, they go like, hey, don't touch that.
Yeah.
I just cleaned that, you know.
Yeah.
Or this, they have an ownership mentality
everybody
what's going on.
Everybody can do it. I have a 9-year-old daughter. She's such a blessing to me. You know what she does? She gets all my vitamins out and puts them all throughout the week.
All 400 of them.
All 400
That's amazing.
I go, honey, thank you so much. You just saved me some time.
Bless her heart.
Because if I don't pull them out, I just won't take them, you know.
Right, right.
But that's something
that she
does.
I'm joking. It's not 400.
And she blesses me, and I think it's so awesome.
And not only that, too, you can actually, there's other things happening that you they have, you know, virtual assistants that can help you out. That
no
maybe
doubt.
You're busying yourself with something that you could hire a virtual assistant that can actually handle that part for you. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. But think about it. You could press yourself without this particular time, and you can die 10, 20, 30 years early, or you can actually live out your full life, enjoy your life, and help people. You know, let people do other things in your life that you're not called to do everything.
And you know what? You know? So that's so good because a lot of times people don't want to release that to somebody else because they're not going to do it as perfect as they're going to do it. You got to get over that.
That's why a lot of parents don't let their children do it.
They're not going to clean up as good.
Give me that broom.
Give them
like, nope, let them have it.
Let them do it.
Let them have it. They can have that broom.
They do it wrong. At least they got engaged and did it. Right. All right. So number four, know what are those things that you enjoy doing that rejuvenate you and help you to be refreshed.
I think the key word there is enjoy.
Yeah.
Because this time is about, it's not about rigor, it's not about, you know, pressure. It's about, you know, creating that, dumping those cortisol stress hormone and creating oxytocins, which is that great feeling of what a mother feels when she looks at the baby. Oxytocin's released. Or you see somebody doing a kind act for someone and it just makes you feel good. You see some video that goes viral because some police officers handing out $100 bills at Christmas, and everybody goes and sees it because it releases oxytocin. So you got to find things that releases that chemical called oxytocin in your system that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I was coaching someone, and the same thing just came up, and the person didn't even know. They had to really think and go, I don't even know what I enjoy doing anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know what rejuvenates me. Mm-hmm. So it took them time to actually think and go, wow, I need to get back to you on that. So you got to be in tune to what that is. You'll be reading a book.
I have an oxytocin file.
Do you?
I have an oxytocin file. I'm oxytocin, man. I'll put stuff in this file, you know, and just gather it up because there's those times that you could be under such great stress. Mm. All you need is a release of oxytocin, and very few people want to give you oxytocin. So you have to schedule those moments in your life. And by the
no
way,
doubt.
When if you want to break out of a move of God in your community, Start being kind to people and create kindness, because kindness produces oxytocin, causes people to be opened up towards God. They feel better about their community, better about others, and they're more open up. Cortisol and stress hormone turns us
in.
That's why you have all this media and people trying to stress everybody out, because it actually shuts down a potential move of God, trusting God, being open for loving other people, being kind to people. And the biggest thing is start connecting to people in a way that you enjoy and how to connect with them. It's just
that's strong.
Valuable.
That's really good. All right, number five.
Number five.
Pull your resources and develop a network that can help you out. You know, parents, let's say, for instance, you're so busy. Well, it's time to incorporate sometimes maybe friends, some family members, to help you in these things so you can get the children out, you know, have time for yourself, even have time for parents, need time with each other, take dates. But you got to do stuff that's going to help you to rejuvenate not only your own personal life, but other relationships as well. You can't let things
get
stale.
So a network. So you can have different kind of networks. So you have some people that you play cards with, and some people that you go and watch sports with, and some people that you jog with, or
sure,
exercise
fitness,
with,
absolutely.
Or just some people you just sit at a coffee shop and just have a good time, and
yeah,
you know that.
But
type
it
of
could
thing.
Be a resource as well. It could be like an assistant, a virtual assistant.
Oh yeah.
It could be like an Alexa. It could be different things, resources,
hacks.
Tools,
hacks. Yeah.
They're going to help. You know,
not like hacks, but we're talking about technical hacks, yeah, or things that you can use technology to free you up.
Well, bring automation, right?
Yes, automation, yeah.
So things can go smoother and quicker, so you don't have to be involved in the thinking process and the doing process of everything. Things can move smoother.
I did an entire teaching on automating your success. This goes into detail. If you want to make that available to you, just let us know. Write to us. As a matter of fact, comment below.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about? What are some, maybe you have some different hacks and some different ideas or concepts that you do for your personal time. How much personal time do you have? You know, let's just start talking about in the community below. You know, comment, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And also, don't forget, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. You know, connect with us. We're out there everywhere in so many different platforms out there. We want to encourage you. This whole thing, imagine that you're getting this at a perfect time where you're going to say, well, you know what? I need to listen to this wisdom. I need to make time for myself. I don't need to be this parent that has only 32 minutes, because if I want to be a good parent, a good spouse, a good citizen, I need to be taken care of. I need to be feeling okay about
Listen,
myself, right?
Life is so fragile and life is so short, and regret is such a horrible yeah. word. You don't want to be at the end of this thing and say, I poured my life for just everyone and I never took care of myself. Listen, take this time. Take it seriously, because you matter in this whole equation, and the people that truly love you and truly care about you, believe me, they want you to take care of you.
You know, all the scripture to say says, love your neighbor as yourself. So basically, it's understanding that the capacity that you have to love others is how well you take care of yourself. Mm. If you feed yourself, you
That's
should
good.
Want to feed them. And so think about, you know, especially mothers. You know, mothers are very giving folks, and they're give. This, the best mother you can be is a mother that takes care of herself too. You know, and a father that takes care of themselves too, and that, you know, and allow your children to be able to do that as well, and you can be a better family. We got to close here, but listen, I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray that God would give you some wisdom and some time. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. God, I pray for wisdom, Lord, to step out of this busyness, to be able to develop a true strategy, a plan for the personal development of just relaxing and being and enjoying and rejuvenating their life. And God, we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival. Send a third grade awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, you got to go to the VFNKB community and get connected to us. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.